The 10th chapter. Connor arrived in the Emerald City late yesterday morning and parked near his favorite flea market location to barter some goods that he had acquired. He spent the night with an old trusted friend, Anne, and her mother, whom both lived in the underground with some other like-minded residents who owned many of the barter shops that he liked to frequent when he had a chance to travel here. As dangerous as the city was, Connor knew better than to try and convince the two to move out on his property without proper medical care. Plus, it was just too unsafe when he wasn't around, and he always needed to be on guard and battle ready when he was there. It was unfortunately not a place to have a family at this time. Other than the occasional sniper or pack of savages, he didn't mind traveling to the city. He visited a lot when he was just a kid and could imagine what it would be like when people would finally stop fighting and start rebuilding. But for now, he really enjoyed going out and hunting and gathering what others desperately needed. After a day spent bartering, Connor was satisfied with his trades and packed up his SUV to make the trip back up north to his metal merchant container home. But Anne had other plans and loved him for several hours, in which he was more than happy to oblige her demands and lavish in her affections. She could make him do whatever she wanted without saying a word. He was hooked for sure. Later, after he enjoyed a meal, he and Patch put their game faces back on and headed out just after sunset. Connor sped fast on the interstate all the way to his exit without incident, which was kind of uncommon. But he welcomed the quiet as he approached his exit. He turned onto the old crumbling highway. A vehicle was about 500 yards up ahead. Connor pushed the gas pedal hard and fast to the floor and gunned his engine to its maximum RPMs. The older SUV roared forward with power and purpose. He held the steering wheel tight and focused on the vehicle ahead while scanning the sides of the highway for ambushing attackers using the rig as a decoy. As he neared about 85 yards or so, a person opened the driver's door and stepped out onto the pavement and walked a few feet to the worn and faded yellow center line and held up a rifle. Connor saw an orange flash come from the barrel and ducked down while quickly yanking Patch down by his collar as well. His windshield scattered with cracks as a few pellets from the 12-gauge shell penetrated over the steering wheel. This punk can aim, Connor thought to himself as he raised his left eyeball just above the dashboard so he could see just enough not to crash. The shooter raised the barrel and grabbed the reloading post and jacked it back, then pushed it up into the loaded position. Connor pressed the gas pedal even harder and steered right toward the bastard. Another shot rang out and his windshield cracked a bunch more, and pellets rocketed through the small holes and bounced off his seat's headrest. Connor popped his head up during the reloading and barreled right into the idiot, who was too dumb to move. After colliding with the bumper, the poor sap rolled up and smashed out the passenger side of the windshield, and thankfully for Connor and Patch, bounced off the windshield and roof support bar and flew about 30 yards over his own rig and into the ditch. He didn't move in Connor's rearview mirror, which somehow was still attached to the mangled glass. He just kept driving, only letting up the gas pedal a little so not to overheat or blow the motor. The front end was damaged pretty good, and Connor knew to just keep going as far as he could, because if the already leaky radiator was damaged, that would be it for his favorite old rig. The parts he needed were no longer available anywhere he had seen in all his travels. "Damn it," he muttered aloud as he looked at Patch for a quick wound inspection. Just a mile ahead was his turn off to his driveway. He smelled antifreeze and heard a hissing noise, but could not see any steam rising up. So he stayed calm and eased up on the gas pedal a little more to decrease the amount of heat building up. As he turned into his driveway, he reached down and pulled the hood release latch and put the gear shifter into neutral, then let the vehicle roll into its parking spot. He put it in park and pulled up the emergency brake handle and kept it running as he flung the driver's side door open and leapt out and ran to the front to release the hood. It was badly damaged, a lot worse than he thought. He took out his multi-tool from its pouch on his belt and used its pliers to yank back the hook and allow the hood to be opened. Just as he suspected, the radiator had been damaged from the savage who couldn't get out of the way fast enough. "Freaking punk," he shouted as he put the holding post in place to hold up the hood. He turned to his container home and quickly unlocked the padlock and raced inside to get some water. After he put some water on the radiator and waited a minute, and then turned the rig off. The motor seemed to be saved, but he would definitely have to put some putty weld on it and hope for the best. Also, the headlight mount was totally destroyed and the bumper and fender were pushed nearly into the front tire. But he had an old trick for that. He would just tie the bumper to an old stump and drive in reverse to pull it out and then give the fender a couple good hearty kicks to straighten it right out. They would be as good as new. But first he needed to get Patch out and check him over. He did not look happy at all. As Connor felt him for injuries, he felt the bump and looked close. Patch had been hit by one of the 12-gauge pellets. "Hold on, Patch," Connor calmly said as he pulled out his multi-tool and brought it up to the small hole that had a trickle of blood coming out of it. The pellet was in deep enough that Connor had to use the leather punch tool to quickly dig out the chunk of metal, and then he bandaged the wound. "Well, boy, maybe we should have stayed in the city after all, yeah?" Patch walked over to his water dish, lapped up a bunch, then laid down on his favorite dirty old blanket and curled up. He had had enough for one day. Connor went into his underground storage bunker to retrieve his putty weld to patch his radiator up before calling it a night as well. When he was all done, he cleaned himself up a little bit. He cooked a can of beef stew that he had found in the gunman's backpack who had tried to kill him and Patch. It was of cheap quality, but Patch didn't mind one bit. Plus, it gave him some rootin' tootin' gas that he didn't even seem to notice.